Hey there, welcome to our podcast where we try to figure out life together, one video game at a time. I'm Carly.
And I'm Sam. Grab a snack, grab your controller, and let's hang out and play.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Ooh, you were feeling it.
Feeling a little spicy.
I'm just in a silly, goofy mood.
I'm just in a silly mood.
Okay, so first off, let's say what games we're playing, because let's get that out of the way, because we're not going to talk about them at all.
We really aren't. I'm playing Spiritfarer. I am 54% completed, and I haven't stopped, so nice. You'll really love to see that. But it's been a few days, and you know how I feel about a management game when I haven't played in a few days. Like, now I'm like, I need to start over again.
Yeah. I am playing Moonlighter. I just started about 15, 20 minutes ago for, like, the first time. Well, that's not true. I played it last year. For maybe like a half an hour. So basically it's my first time playing Moonlighter. But the reason we're not going to talk about the games we're playing is because big news, y'all. Big news. Yesterday was the Animal Crossing Direct when I tell you that I like had tears in my eyes, nearly cried. I'm being truthful. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like, I fully nearly cried.
Yeah, it's great. I have that TikTok sound in my head of, yeah, you're coming home with me.
Yeah. So just to like run through a recap, I guess. There's just so much. First of all, we're getting Brewster. I mean, it's kind of funny because, like, Brewster is, like, the one thing that collectively the Animal Crossing fandom has been complaining about not having and, like, begging for. And Brewster was, like, the smallest part of the Direct. Like,
yeah,
we all went into it like, Brewster, 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 and left me like, forget Brewster, look at all this other shit.
Right. And yeah. I don't really know anything about Brewster because I didn't play any of the other Animal Crossing games, but I'm excited. There were so many updates, but like you said, yeah, I mean, the first one, I'm playing Spiritfarer, like I said, and I had to talk to someone and they're sleeping, so they said no.
About me, though.
Honestly, I also need to make French fries.
But yeah, so we're getting Brewster. We're also getting Cap'n. When I saw Cap'n, that's like what, like instantly like tears formed in my eyes because I love Cap'n. And I've been
I didn't even know Cap'n was a thing. Like, who is he? But I love him.
So in New Leaf, Cap'n would take you to this tropical island and it was like the only island you could go to. But there were like mini games you could play, which I will say that's, like, one thing that I was a little bit bummed about. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that, like, we haven't seen, like, other surprises. Like, they're not going to show every single detail, you know?
Yeah.
And so, Cap'n's going to take you to, like, these new island tours in New Horizons. But in New Leaf, when you went, there were, like, mini games you could play. There were, like, special bugs and fish that you could only catch on the island. And there was a special shop where you would, like, after you played the mini games, you would earn like a certain kind of currency that could only be spent on the island to buy special items that you could only get on that island. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any other features to the islands that Cap'n is going to take you to on New Horizons. They showed things like the vines, which are really cool. So it seems like there's going to be like special kinds of like plants, at least, that you can like collect only on the islands. But I would love to see mini games, but I don't think we're going to.
Yeah, there's so much. So many different islands. I also have a list of things, kind of like the highlights, so I wouldn't forget to talk about them. All the different like new items that we're getting, cooking being an option.
Oh my god, cooking and farming, like it's like we're getting like Stardew meets Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
Very excited.
I'm just expansion store, like storage expansion.
By a
Oh,
lot, too.
yes. So for those that don't know, my island in Animal Crossing is for the most part like carnival theme. Like you guys can like people can come to my island and like win like actual prizes. Like I made like fun games and things like that. And there's new items specifically for carnival stuff, and I'm so
And like
excited.
really cool items too.
Yeah. Is it November 5th yet?
Right. And like that's another thing is like it's coming so soon. Like that's really exciting to me that we don't have to wait super long. But also Harv's Island. So right now Harv's Island is you can go and take photos and that's really cool. I like that. But I don't use it very often because I mean, I'm just not gonna use that very often.
Yeah.
But now Harv's Island is going to be like this plaza with different shops and characters that like we've been desperate to get back from New Leaf, like Reese and Cyrus, Katrina, Harriet, who does your hair. Like I am so excited for that, and like it's something that you have to unlock, which is fun because it gives you like a quest sort of, and
Yeah.
I love when you have to like work for something. Like I don't want it to just be given to me. I want to earn it.
Same.
So that's really exciting, but also just that there's going to be like all those shops, so like it's like another location that like you will be motivated to go to, which is cool.
Yeah.
It just adds a lot more to the game. So I'm really stoked for that. What else was there? What else was there? There's just like so much that like I draw blank because I was so shocked to see so much. I expected, obviously, Brewster, like we knew Brewster was coming. That had already like been confirmed. But I was expecting Brewster and like maybe like one or two other things. Not like it just like I felt like it just never ended. Like it was just like going and going and going. It was only 10 minutes long for like the first section of the direct, and it felt like it was just like never ending, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh, there's a giant like slime monster that is attacking me, so
Nice. I'm bringing another character to the Everdor.
nice. Which one?
Is it Gladit? No. What's the one that was the one who calls you Munchkin? Is it Gladys? Is that her name? It's this lady. Oh wait,
Is
can
that
you see me?
Alice?
No, Alice is the hedgehog.
Oh, I don't know. So, Moonlighter, really quick, is a game where you play Will, and during the day he runs a shop, and by night he goes in dungeons and fights and collects artifacts and stuff, which then he takes back to sell in the shop. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm fighting in a dungeon. Do I know what I'm doing? No.
I just want to watch you play.
I mean, it's probably really frustrating to watch me play because I'm not good.
If we did like a live stream one night?
That would be really fun.
I know. I have it on my list. I'm gonna do it. Maybe I'll do it now while we're recording, so I'm held accountable. A cannibal. A cannibal. Talking me hold a cannibal.
Okay.
To make a Best Buy appointment. It's literally on my phone. That's
Oh
what the
my
voice
God.
is.
Yes.
So I can get my computer fixed.
Yes. That
I
would
miss
be.
my computer so much.
It's been weeks. We haven't played Phasmophobia yet. I also have a couple really fun looking two-player games that we could be playing if you would just fix your computer.
I also bought World of Warcraft and have like a 6-month subscription and haven't been able to play in like months. So. Yeah. You really love to just throw money away.
But yeah, back now. Okay, well, you do that and I will continue crying about Animal Crossing.
Yes.
So they did this Nintendo Direct. Then at the end, they were like, this is going to be the last free major update for New Horizons, which is a little bit of a bummer. However, they did give us like a ton of stuff. And because they said it's the last major update, I assume that we'll still get like the smaller like seasonal updates.
Yeah.
And like, is it a little sad? Yes, but like, everybody I know who played it has at least put like 400 hours into the game. That's a lot of hours to put into a game, you know?
Yep.
And I feel like most games don't get the amount of like updates that Animal Crossing has gotten anyways. Like, I'm not super mad about it. But then after that, it cuts to this new clip and you're running through your airport and you go to talk to Orville and says, go to work. I gasped so loudly when I saw that. And basically, they're bringing back Happy Home Designer, but instead of making it a standalone game like it was for the DS, now it's going to be a DLC for New Horizons. Yep. So you get to go to the archipelago and decorate, design houses for villagers. And it looks incredible. And it's only $25.
Yeah.
Which I think it looks well worth the $25. Like, no question, I think it looks worth that. 100%.
Yeah, when you told me to keep watching, I was like, yep, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I'm 100% down.
You're coming home with me.
You're coming home with me.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I'm very excited. Also thought it looked really cool how you can like design schools and restaurants and stuff and they'll use it.
Yeah. Yep.
There was a little clip of Sherb being like a waiter and I thought of you because Sherb's your boy.
Yeah. And he was like, I refill your water after one sip because no one gets thirsty on my watch.
Yeah, so cute. But yeah, basically, like, my life belongs to Animal Crossing again. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm excited that, like, people are going to start playing again because I miss playing with everybody. I never really stopped, but...
I mean, I still, like, I didn't really, like, I didn't fully stop.
No. But we certainly don't play it like we used to.
No.
So yeah, I was watching that direct. I watched it once in the morning while I was working. And then I watched it again with my mom.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Hmm.
My mom bought herself a Switch.
No, she didn't.
She sure did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because she... So basically, for... My brother got a Switch first, then Animal Crossing came out, and it just kind of, like, became, like, the family Switch, because we kind of stole it from him and put it in the living room instead of his room. But then I bought myself a Switch Lite, so then it was just kind of, like, him and my mom sharing. Yeah. And, like, he's always really nice about it and lets her play it whenever she wants, but, like, everybody's so excited to play the new Animal Crossing updates that, like, it just is gonna be not as great to, like, be sharing anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, she got herself a Switch, and my heart hurts because she got the Animal Crossing Switch.
I was just gonna ask. I mean, you honestly gotta, like...
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I'm really jealous.
But very excited that she treated herself and got it.
Yeah. I want that Switch so... freaking bad.
Same.
Oh god, when I was looking up like the Animal Crossing Direct to watch it, that was like on the top of like Google. It was like the Switch, and I was like,
You know, I want it. Oh well.
Oh wow.
When we were watching it, you were like, it's like Animal Crossing meets The Sims, and it really is though.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So one of the things with Moonlighter is that you get the stuff from the dungeons. And then you have to take it to your shop and you have to figure out how to price things. And I don't know what I'm doing at all. I don't know. I don't know how to run a successful business. I'm scared.
That's okay, buddy. You'll learn. That's the fun part about new games.
I feel like I need better instructions here.
Me on our last recording. I need someone to tell me exactly what I'm doing. Me today. It's fun to figure it out.
Yeah, so we... last time we played Limbo, have you played it since we recorded?
No.
I have. I'm almost to the end. I got like 3/4. Really? Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get like a story? Like, do we know what's happening?
No.
Oh.
Not really. Not yet, anyway. There was like a couple parts where I was like raging because I could not figure out what was going on. But yeah, I have been playing it, and I think probably next time that I play, I'll be able to beat it, which is exciting.
Okay, love that for you. I really honestly haven't been playing video games that much, just because, like, I've just, like, this week specifically, like, I've just been so tired, and I, like, just, like, don't want to do anything but, like, exist.
That's really fair. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, stores happen. I don't know if I'm ripping myself off with these prices. I hope not. I'm really just guessing.
Stanley, what's wrong?
Oh, no, not Stanley. I love Stanley.
Same.
I will be editing out background noise because, so I live pretty close to an airport and it's air show weekend, which means there's just jets all the time flying over us since Friday they started. Actually, I think they started coming in maybe Thursday, but yeah, they've been coming in and I don't like it. It makes me very anxious because they're very loud out of nowhere.
I don't hear anything though, if it makes you feel any better.
It does a little bit, but I don't enjoy.
I mean, I'm sure that makes sense.
Going back to the dungeon.
Ooh. I got some mail. It makes me want to wag my tail.
So when I was watching the Nintendo Direct, I then did also watch a couple of like my favorite streamers react to the Animal Crossing Direct. And it was funny because like it felt like an old school like fandom experience.
Yeah.
We used to be on Tumblr all the time. And I haven't been on in years. So, like, I feel like I don't often have that kind of, like, group collective excitement experience very often anymore.
Yeah.
But it made me really nostalgic for, like, Tumblr and fandom and that kind of thing.
Speaking of nostalgia, real quick, my mom, I was FaceTiming my parents today, and my mom had found a duffel bag. I'm not kidding. Full of about, it had to be at least 50 like shirts from like when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a Live Lava Live shirt. Oh. it was like lava head. And I was like, oh my God.
What a throwback.
I know.
I miss Live Lava Live.
Yep. It made me so happy though.
Yeah, I went to the Live Lava Live like live show like way, way back when.
Yeah, I had wanted to.
It was a wild time.
I like had tickets, I think, and then a huge snowstorm happened and I couldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
No, yep. That's so sad.
Yeah.
No, don't die, buddy. Oh, I freaking died again. I hate to see it. I'm not good at this game. I don't know what I'm doing at all. I feel like I need to watch a playthrough of this game before I can comprehend it.
I'm just out here cooking some noodle soup.
God, I can't wait to cook on Animal Crossing.
Same, bruh. Yo, bro, who got you smiling like that? Animal Crossing.
It's fun though, because like you get the extra like decorations, but also you can eat them. But like, I'm really excited to use them to decorate.
Same.
But yeah, what do you think was one of like your favorite like fandom experiences, like back from like Tumblr days or even now?
This this is gonna sound kind of ass backwards, but I really loved my time in the Q24 fandom. In when it was happening, that was like I was living my best life during that time.
That's fair.
I don't regret it at all.
But yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Q's What We Aim For fandom, it's why we're friends. This podcast would not exist
Yep.
without Q's What We Aim For, as much as I hate to say that.
Right. I know. My life would be vastly different. I wouldn't be
Yeah.
living with Lexi. I probably wouldn't be in Florida.
No, maybe not. That's a sad thought.
Yeah, I mean, because that's really like the biggest like fandom that I really like was part of, honestly.
Yeah, or just like music in general, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was part of the 2006 to 2010 emo genre fandom.
I really got into Supernatural for a while. So I really enjoyed that fandom for, I mean, that fandom is, it can be horrendous. But I learned how to make GIFs in Photoshop. And like, if you can make GIFs on Tumblr, then you're like, you're like, royalty on Tumblr, basically. People freaking love GIF sets on Tumblr, so I always had like a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff. But yeah, I miss like that feeling of like being really excited to see what's coming and like freaking out with everybody, and like it was like a weekly celebration when something good happened, when like people got what they wanted.
Yep.
And that's how I felt with Animal Crossing. Like, I feel like so many people went in with just like really low expectations, and then it was like, oh wow, we got like everything we wanted and more, which is just really fun. I think another one of like my favorite fandom experiences was going to MegaCon,
Okay.
because that was really fun, and I got to
Yeah.
meet the cast of Boy Meets World, and my inner child was deceased. That's like one thing, like when the pandemic, if it ever ends, I would love to go back to MegaCon.
Yeah, I've never been to a convention.
None at all.
Nope.
Ooh, yeah, we definitely gotta go when it's safe again.
Yeah, well, plot twist will never be safe again.
I mean, you're probably right, but gotta hold out hope. That was my second convention. The other one, I hate to say it, I went to LeakyCon, the Harry Potter convention. And I fully went for Starkid. Do you remember Starkid?
I do. But I never like watched it too much. I never watched all of it.
That's fair. People who don't know Starkid, so Darren Criss, the dude from Glee, had a musical with his like college friends, like their like theater group, and they did like a Harry Potter themed musical, and it was really silly and ridiculous. And I was obsessed with it. Lexi was obsessed with it. We both went to go see like Starkid on tour when they did that, and I went to see them at LeakyCon because Darren Criss was going to be there, and I was a simp for Darren Criss.
We all
As
were.
yeah, so that was another wild experience. Like, I went for like the entire convention and missed out on like everything else Harry Potter related because like all I did was try to watch Starkid. Like, I didn't do anything else. So like, was it worth the money? Absolutely not. Did I love it at the time? Absolutely.
And that's what matters.
That's true. I don't really regret it.
I was gonna say, I know what I was gonna say. It's so funny because people in my work are just now discovering Supernatural and like binge watching it, and I'm
really?
Like, yeah, like three people I know.
That's funny. Supernatural is one of those things that like I deeply, deeply love, but it can also recognize that like kind of sucks. I feel like Supernatural just should have ended after season 5. But if it makes people happy.
If it makes you happy, is it that bad? If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?
If you were to start a Tumblr up today, what fandom do you think that your Tumblr would be based around?
What band?
No, what fandom? It could be a band,
that's a really good question. I don't know if it would be like one, like a very like niche fandom, but it would maybe revolve around video games. I don't know. Or maybe still music.
That's fair. Yeah, I think I could definitely see you having like a Chelsea Cutler Tumblr.
Yep. Speaking of, I gotta plug it in. She just released her new album, and it is so good. So I highly, yeah, and it's called When I Close My Eyes, I think. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, what song would you recommend most to everybody?
I went to the guy who, the old man that you can sell your junk to. So I'm just selling some garbage. Give me one second. I need to get a tuna, but I don't know where to get a tuna. Do you see my problem?
Do you know what tuna is? It's fish!
It also just makes me think of the, there's goddamn TikTok song, or sound of like, I emptied it. You emptied it to make room for the tuna!
That's Invader Zim, which I was obsessed with, so every time I hear it, it makes me happy.
This is the problem with me trying to play Spearfarer. There's just so much happening all the time. So, there's a couple that really stood out to me.
Okay.
Devil on My Shoulder is one that she released that a couple weeks ago before the album dropped. That one's amazing. It's like about anxiety and like depression, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then Walking Away is great. Without You is great. I also really loved Red Flags is another one.
So the whole album.
Okay, I only listed 3 songs out of 13, so.
Okay.
Less than half, but all of them are great, so.
I will definitely check it out and report back to you about which ones I liked.
Good.
So yeah, I could see you doing a Chelsea Cutler fandom. I also think it would be, like, really fun to have, like, basically, like, the Tumblr version of what we're already doing.
Yeah.
Like, talking about new games and, like, posting screenshots.
I miss Tumblr.
I miss it too. Apparently, I've heard from a lot of people that Tumblr is still great. That, like, when it got, like, less popular, a lot of, like, the toxic shit kind of went away too. And that, like, it's pretty chill and fun. Plot twist, I make another Tumblr.
would that be your answer to what you had asked me about if you had a Tumblr today? What would be the fandom?
Probably. I think I would probably do, like, video games. Probably, like, Animal Crossing. Could probably do, like, The Sims. There's a lot of Sims content on Tumblr. Like, whenever I want custom content, Tumblr is where it's at. Oh my god, I killed the big boss, y'all! Buddy, I can't believe that happened. I did it with, like, 3 hit points to spare.
Amazing.
I love when button smashing works. If you were going to be, like, if you were going to have, like, a fandom Tumblr for only one game, which game would it be based about?
Oh, God. The Last of Us.
You think?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a good pick. I don't know. It would probably be either Sims or Animal Crossing for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I said Last of Us pretty quickly. I don't know if that's true. Maybe Assassin's Creed? There's so much, like, because there's so many Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
My Time at Portia. Oh, maybe Portia.
Yeah, I just, for me, like, Sims and Animal Crossing are the ones that, like, I will consistently keep going back to.
Yeah.
Like, I love The Last of Us, but I definitely have put more time and out. I mean, I've been playing The Sims for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I've been playing Animal Crossing since New Leaf when I was in college, so it's like almost 10 years. Wow. Video games.
Wow.
Wow. Are there any games coming out soon that you're excited about? Or not even like a game that's coming out recently, but any games that like you haven't played yet that you really want to?
Yes, Yonder. I still haven't bought it.
It's on sale, everybody.
I know. I want to watch like a YouTube video first before I commit to it.
Yeah, that's fair. I still really want to play that game called Lake, which has been described as like a Hallmark movie in a game. But you play a woman who comes over to like her hometown to deliver mail for 2 weeks, and you kind of get to control the story and meet all the characters. It looks really fun.
That does sound fun.
There's also, I saw my favorite streamer talking about it because it comes out on the same day as the Animal Crossing update, November 5th, mm-hmm. Everybody, November 5th. But it's called Let's Build a Zoo, I think. So, like, think Planet Zoo, but with more, like, Stardew-ish kind of graphics.
Okay.
It looks really cute and fun. So I really want to play that, too.
That does sound fun.
That game that Lexi's what really... Oh, go ahead.
No, you can go first.
I was just going to say, that game that Lexi's really excited about, I'm really excited about it, too. Unpacking, comes out on November 2nd.
Oh, gosh. So I was just going to ask, like, what do you think you're going to play next week?
Next week, I would really love to play Oxenfree, just because it's a good spooky game.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe more Moonlighter, maybe Animal Crossing. Maybe there'll be a new game on sale that I'll get. What about you?
I mean, the world may never know.
We just don't know.
If you play Oxenfree, I'll play Oxenfree.
Okay.
If you play Moonlighter, maybe I'll play Spiritfarer.
How long do you think it'll take you to beat Spiritfarer from where you're at now?
I don't know. I don't know if I've met all the characters. Like, do I have all the passengers that I'll have? I don't know. I don't think you do.
I don't think you do. That's exciting.
So I don't know.
Real quick, I do want to mention another game that just came out because I feel like it's something that you might get into. I think I sent you a text about it a few weeks ago, but it's a new game called The Good Life, and it's an open world, cozy exploration kind of game. You play as a journalist mm-hmm. who is in a lot of debt. Which, like, might be a little bit too real for you, but, you know.
Like that.
She is sad and in debt, and I think, like, goes to, like, a small town and takes a job with, like, the newspaper, maybe? Okay. And so she has to, like, take pictures to earn money and stuff, but also, like, through, like, these quests and stuff, kind of uncovers like weird mysteries of the town, like a murder or how randomly people will turn into cats and dogs at night and like stuff like that. It's just like a really weird open world mystery exploration game, and it looks really cute. The graphics sort of remind me of My Time at Portia or like Story of Seasons, that kind of vibe.
Okay.
But open world.
I love that.
Yeah. I know it's on Steam. It might be on Switch. I don't know. But yeah, it's like a cozy photography mystery game. I think it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
The problem so many is games. There's just too many games.
Yeah.
I want to play them all. Can we quit our jobs yet and just play games?
I wish.
This is why I wish I was a streamer. Same. But yeah, we should look into it. See if we could do like a live stream sometime.
Mm-hmm. That could be fun.
That would be fun if we did like a... Here comes a jet! Like a once a month stream or something. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to look into it. We talk a big game on this podcast of all the things we're going to do and then we don't do it. But...
I know. But maybe we'll get better.
But maybe. Anyway, friend, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, and thanks for hanging out and playing with us. We hope you had fun. If you want to see more of us, find us on social media at Hangout and Play or on our website at hangoutandplaypod.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us a game suggestion or just a hello.
And if you liked our podcast, please share it with your friends and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can find us. We'll see you next time.